Hi, this is Christmas Throughout the Year, where I talk about anything and everything in between. I just want to come in and say hello. I have 3 episodes today. I don't do them every week. I do them every few weeks. And you can find my podcast wherever you get your podcast. I just want to say hello out there to the world. I know there's a lot going on TV and everything, which we don't need to hear, but we're hearing it anyways. It's just been a disaster, I think. And I'm hoping everything goes okay with whatever they're doing. It's been a total mess, really. And you know, what's really funny is the United States is supposed to be strong. We are the United States of America. Do you know what the other countries are doing out there? They're laughing at the United States. This is a laugh to them, because we're supposed to be better and best at everything we do, and we're supposed to lead an example, and right now, the examples are far from being led. I can tell you that. All this news is history, everything going on is history, and it's going to be in the books later on, probably. So let's just pray for everything that's going on. Let's pray for violence and crime and guns to stop, because that certainly needs attention in our world. It really does. So in the meantime, have a great day and enjoy the weather. Hi, this is Christmas Throughout the Year, where I talk about everything and anything in between. This is my 4th episode. This is my last one. I only do 4, and they're not done every week. They're done like every couple weeks. I don't give a set date, because I'm never sure when I'm going to be on here. I just pop on and do them every couple weeks. The last segment I want to talk about is basically Christmas will be here within 4 months. I myself am looking for a new tree, fiber optic, white. And I don't do real trees anymore. I did them when the kids were younger. Well, I didn't do them. Their dad did. But I helped decorate them. I didn't go get them, but I helped decorate them. So, you know, I think the variety of trees, I've even seen purple trees out there for artificial. And I almost did it because I love purple. It's my favorite color. And I thought, well, I don't know, how would that look in my house? Because I have a son that comes home every year for the holidays. He only gets home once a year. And his father doesn't decorate at all. He's gotten kind of lax in his old age. But he's just not into it anymore, I guess. But I make sure I do it. So if the grandkids come or my kids come, that's a little bit bright and cherry, you know what I mean? I'll never give that up. And you should. I mean, it doesn't take long to put an artificial tree out. So I am looking for a white tree. It's going to be fiber optic, which is beautiful when you have fiber optic on it. And some new bulbs to put on. I have a lot of Corning bulbs. They're glass bulbs made by Corning. I have a whole box that were my mother's, because I used to give her Corning bulbs at Christmas time. And they're beautiful. They're handmade by glass. They're just beautiful. I have the 12 Days of Christmas handmade by glass. And I will never give them up. So think about that, because now's the time to think. I don't do the reel anymore. It's just me. You know, the kids all do their own traditions now with their own families. And that's what they want. They don't want to follow mom and dad, their tradition. So they do their own traditions. So kind of look around in books, kind of look at, stores online. I'm sure trees are out online. I haven't looked, you know, but I'm sure they are. You can look down there now. So thank you for listening and have a wonderful day. This is Christmas Throughout the Year, where I talk about everything and anything in between. The subject right now is school. Yes, that is a priority topic. And yes, it is time to shop. And yes, it is time to look for bargains. So you get your list from your teachers, whatever grade they're going in. I'm sure you all have one. That's done in every state. And go by that list. And I will tell you, when my kids went to school, they didn't get a list. We had to do our own thinking up here and figure out, okay, what did the last one have when they were in that grade? The good thing about having five kids was I always had someone follow after the other until the last one when he was alone. So look up your school supplies. They're all over the place. I mean, you go to any store, you'll see school supplies. And start picking out things now, because toward the end when school's starting, the shelves are wiped out. You don't want to do that and disappoint the kids. So kind of look around what they need for their grades. And I have two grandchildren. One's going to be high school. The other one's going to be fifth grade. So they're growing up fast in front of my eyes. But they're beautiful children. They are very handsome. And they're working very hard toward their goals for school and college. So enjoy your day. And I hope the sun comes out more than it is now. Thank you.